Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. I don't know. Have we had a morning where we start off at 46 degrees?
I know.
And since we've been doing this?
Well, even
I mean, since last summer, but I mean, it's since winter. I mean,
no.
46 in Oshkosh, 44 in Green Bay, 43 in Appleton. Beautiful morning out there.
And we're going to hit 70 today.
Unbelievable. Tank top weather.
I just
biker shorts.
Little vitamin D.
Bringing out all those things now.
Yep. Start the
diet. Tank top scared me a little bit. Biker shorts took it a little too far.
I'm going to say it.
Thank God it's dark.
This is my summer of this is my summer of outdoor activities. And I'm getting with it, man. I'm going to rollerblade up and down the trail.
Oh, right.
I am.
In your little, in your biker shorts.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, God. You're one of those creepy guys. All right.
To wear a headband?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Whole thing.
Peace sign. Okay. Well,
maybe.
That'd be great.
Yeah. You want to join me?
Nope.
You sure? Milton, I'll take Milton with me. I'll take Milton. I'll take him for a
he
walk.
He likes the trail, but.
That's what I mean. I'll take him with me.
No, I don't think so.
No, all right.
I'll take him. But this is, I tell you what, I think we're out of the woods, but maybe we're not.
I think we are.
That'd be awesome.
I know.
Wouldn't it?
I know.
Tell you
start
what,
summer now.
As I told you when.
Or not even summer, just a nice spring.
Just we don't. A long
that's
spring.
The one thing we don't have here very often.
It's a good
are really
spring.
Nice springs.
Right.
And there's nothing better than a nice spring.
And then Easter and just all, this is a great time of year. And, but sometimes.
I'm not a big fan of Easter.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. And it's.
You know, and you know why though?
We like chocolate, don't you?
Well, not that. Yeah. But I mean, growing up.
Oh yeah.
To me, the Easter season.
Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty hardcore, you know, religious kind. I'm not hardcore, but very.
You grew up in
hardcore. Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
so, I mean, it was like. Give up all candy or whatever. Okay.
Right.
For Lent. Good Friday.
Well, Holy Thursday, washing the feet. That's
Holy Thursday. I think that's when we're altar boys for like 15 years, probably do this. You'd have to kneel like all night or something.
Well, and then let us stand, let us kneel, let us pray. That's more on Friday.
But then you'd go back and kneel all day.
Oh, yeah, that's calisthenics there.
And then the Stations of the Cross.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a long thing.
Well, you had to do that like twice a week, right? Did you do it on Wednesdays?
I don't know. I remember that incense always used to make me sick.
Oh, yeah, a lot of that.
And so all I'm saying is.
And they're longer masses.
I know. And again, nothing, please. You know, diehard religious people, don't get mad at me here.
John's celebrating. John, we should honor you because you kicked off Ramadan last night.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is it's not like Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. It's like, it's all good. You watch football and you eat and you just kick back
and the
night before Thanksgiving's fun and you got that Friday to just screw off and a long weekend.
And no pressure on gifts.
No pressure on anything.
Yeah. I'm with you.
But I've always looked at Easter at being a, you know, got to get through this type thing. It's like a boot camp.
Yeah. I think we all grew up like that. And even our parents would say that. That's always been a lot of.
Sacrifice
and mass time and long and like you said, incense and that calisthenics and
then the
Stations of the Cross, like we had to do those.
Oh, so did we.
Yeah, my mom made us do that.
Oh, so did we. Yeah.
Anyway, but yes, we're still going to celebrate. I like Easter. The weather's great. All these new, you know, the chicks and all that. I mean, the birds, right?
No, okay, whatever you say.
Wow.
Yeah.
No. Right? You guys, I'm talking about, you know, the new life.
2024 there, Jim.
I know.
You really were the king of Roncalli, weren't you? Wow.
The little birds.
No, I like Easter of the chicks. Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable.
Right when I said it, I thought, why did you say that, Jim?
Yeah.
You always want to do that before you say it.
I know.
Yeah.
I should. Yes. Okay.
Boy, what a day we got coming up today, though. So much going on. It's unbelievable.
Oh, man.
So much going on.
The buzz in the city is.
Aaron Jones. I hate to see that. And I can see sometimes, okay, they're asking him to take a pay cut and whatever. I try not to pay too much attention to the dollars and cents aspect of pro football because it's so bizarre now, you know, with. How much money? I mean, Kirk Cousins again is going to. How much money does a person need?
Is he worth that?
I don't know. He's 36 years old, coming off an ACL, Tara never has gone deep in the playoffs. $180 million?
And he had money before that.
He had so much money. He had a huge contract from the Vikings.
Right, he did.
Huge contract now because that was not good enough or whatever. And, it's got to be more guaranteed. Can't you just... I don't get it. And I know people say the loyalty, there is no such thing anymore, but it's just like, he had such a good thing. I thought, I'm glad he's gone. I think he's a heck of a quarterback. I'm glad he's out of the conference. Very happy. But the Aaron Jones thing, that just hurts. I just loved him as a guy, what he did for the community, what he did for the Packers, the spunk he brought to the game. The excitement he brought to the game. And, you know what I mean? The flair.
And a good guy.
And a good guy. Great veteran advocate.
I know we got Brandon coming up much
Brandon
later.
Brandon Kinnard. Let me just say what we got today.
But I want to ask him, and I can ask you this too, but I'll wait till the 8 o'clock hour. But, they were one game away from the Super Bowl. Would you be making these many changes? See, I wouldn't. I would
not
stay.
Well, Josh Jacobs is good. I'm not saying that. But you, and again, I know he missed games. He missed 5 or 6 games last year with injuries, and he's getting to be 30 and those little parameters they kind of, log into the computer and it spits out time to move on. All I'm saying is he brought so much more to this organization and he was a great football player in the field. He was phenomenal, but he also brought something else that I thought I'd been missing from this organization for a few years. Cause we dealt with the Aaron Rodgers drama. We dealt with the Brett Favre drama. We've dealt with so much of that kind of crap over the years that it was so great to have this guy.
This guy's like, we're all brothers.
I love being here. Right. This is great. The whole thing. And that's why I just hate to lose a guy like that.
Yeah. I love the game, but I don't understand. I just can't believe they're making this many changes when you're one game away. I'd keep the band together and say, look, maybe we need one or two things, but, coaching changes. And then it just seems like there's a lot of changes. And, I'm sure they know what they're doing. But, if I was
one game away from the Super Bowl, one play away from the Super Bowl.
Right. That,
really?
Yeah. But, if we were, 8-9 or whatever, I can see, you got to make a lot of changes. This isn't working. But, man, I just, if I'm close to something, I'm going to kind of keep what's working and, boy, that worked last year. But whatever. Yeah. I'm sure they know what they're doing. And the goal is the Super Bowl. So
I know. All I'm saying is,
I hear you.
After all the drama we've dealt with here in Green Bay, he was so refreshing.
Right.
And just wonderful guy and great to follow. But anyway, we got lots coming up today. We've got John Kramer, good friend of mine. Master Sergeant Media is the name of it. He's an Iraq vet, Afghanistan vet, Bosnia vet. He's been wherever there's been trouble, he's been around the world. He's kind of like switched careers now. He's got this new media company going, which is really cool. Does beautiful photography. One of those typical like army guy or whatever. It's like, okay, let's get up at 4 in the morning and drive to keep wanting to get one picture.
Right.
That kind of, so it's really exciting what he's doing with that. Cool. We've got a fun thing coming up at your place, the new community shelter.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett, event. And he recently died. We got his band up, the band out of Florida, Land Sharks, and that's just going to be a great event, and that's at Epic, and Chris Olson's going to come and talk a little bit more about that. It's a fundraiser, obviously, for the homeless, but it's going to be a great community event. A lot of fun, and even the food stations, I don't want to take hers, but like cheeseburgers, because Cheeseburger in Paradise is one
absolutely
of his things. All the food stations are tied back to one of his songs. I don't know his music as well.
I'll take a cheeseburger over almost anything. I'm not even kidding. Am I wrong? I mean, like a really good cheeseburger.
Oh, you're right.
I'll put that up next to T-bone steak. I mean, like if I was on death row and they said, what's your last meal? I might take a cheeseburger.
You know what? Yeah. I don't, maybe not death row, but let's not think about that. But if you had, like if it was your birthday and your wife says, look, anything you want tonight. A lot of people say, well, I'll take the T-bone, I'll take the lobster. I might go with a
good cheeseburger on the grill.
Hell yeah.
At home, not going someplace.
Oh, I hear ya.
Give me a good cheeseburger in your backyard. I will take that over almost anything.
Yeah.
Big slice of onion.
Oh, yeah. A little bacon. Do you like bacon?
I love bacon.
Okay, I get smoked bacon.
Do you guys ever eat that microwave bacon? It's not cheap, I'll tell you that. It's like $9 a box. But that is so good because it's not greasy. Have you ever had that, Todd?
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Not bad.
Not bad. It's just hard to make bacon in a frying pan, kind of. It's fatty and it's whatever.
No, but you put it on a
baking sheet.
Yeah, and then you bake it in the oven.
I just do it in a frying pan when I do it.
Nah. You need to burn it and stuff.
Well, that's what I mean. It gets hard to get good.
But get the thick bacon, right? The smoked thick bacon. Because the thin bacon is useless. But you get the thick bacon and put it in the oven.
Thin bacon is useless.
And you put it
in the oven. Why in the hell are
deep conversations.
I feel,
okay.
Deep conversations yeah, right. with the former mayor.
The culinary.
Thin bacon is useless. When I was mayor, I tried to have a proclamation. I don't want to eat
banning
damn
it.
Thin bacon in Green Bay.
No, you want to get the thicker. It's worth the money to get the thicker bacon. That's right. That's
Appleton, you can have all the thin bacon you want. I'll be damned if I'm having it in Green Bay.
I think we almost need to have one of those per day on the show, right?
Like yeah, deep thought.
Deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts by the former mayor.
That's true. That frying pan thing, that's old school. You put it in the oven and bake it. It's still, you know, it's going to have a little bit of grease.
Well, you know what my favorite thing is, though, too, and this is something I learned in Flint, Michigan. There's a thing called Halo Burgers. There's this restaurant called Halo Burgers. And we went there one time. It's like, what is this? And it's hamburgers, cheeseburgers, okay, with bacon, mayonnaise, and olives. And it's olives. So good.
I'm all about olives. Oh, I love olives. I put olives in my spaghetti sauce. I'll give you guys
everything.
I like
eat olives and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is so. Have you ever had that, though? A cheeseburger with mayonnaise? Whenever I order a burger,
I might tonight.
I always have mayonnaise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mayonnaise and olives are phenomenal on a burger.
I'm telling you, John, that could be on.
Boy, do I feel like having one right now.
I know, right?
Me too.
So olives, and then there's a lot of different olives out there, but you really want to get the olives with the garlic and the, right?
Oh, I don't know if I've ever had those. You go more exotic than I go.
Yeah, I would go with the old pimento olives.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's exactly it. That's exactly what I do. Yeah.
Those are useless, too. Put it up there with the thumb bacon.
Wow. There goes my childhood.
They're good. I like it stuffed with the garlic or the jalapeno.
No, well, you're always so far beyond.
Well, no, it's only a couple dollars more a jar.
So anyway, we got John Kramer coming on. We got Chris Olsen coming on. We've got Sandra Rank with one of our favorite segments we do every week. We got Todd Kowalczyk, former UW Green Bay head men's basketball coach. Now the head coach at Toledo, had another phenomenal season.
Ever.
Wins the regular season of the Mid-American Conference again for like the fifth time. And then Brandon Kennard from NBC 26 will be joining us talking about all the Packer moves. So we got a full plate today.
That's going to be fun. I love it.
And we got Jimmy Buffett.
That's right.
What more do you want? It is 45 degrees outside. Come on.
So now I'm playing this. I never needed anyone. Eric Carmen passed away last night.
Eric Carmen, sure.
74 years old.
Wow.
And people kind of think about this song, which is, you know, pretty sappy.
79?
It's got to be close.
Jeez.
But he had some other great songs, too, because he was the lead singer for... The Raspberries.
What? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Go All the Way.
Go All the Way.
1973.
Great song. They also had I Want to Be With You.
I did not know he was lead singer of the Raspberries.
Yeah. Then he had a hit with Hungry Eyes back in the
80s. Oh, absolutely.
That was a huge hit for him.
Wasn't that used in the movie Flashdance?
Let me look that one up.
Okay. I think it was. It was the stripper, or not stripper. It was the dancer with the blonde hair. And she had one eye that was a little different from the other.
Dirty
I always
Dancing.
Liked it. Oh, was it Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then he had a later hit with Make Me Lose Control.
Oh, I remember that. Wow, late he had a 80s. Bunch of hits.
He really did, yeah. 74.
Wow.
Wow.
I liked his music. One of those guys the name didn't get huge.
Correct.
No, right.
But a lot
the music
of hits.
Did.
Yeah.
Raspberries. I mean, that song.
Oh, they were huge. That was big. That was big. You know the other song that was real big when that one was out? Hello, it's me.
Oh, I hated that song.
I think about you all the time.
I like
There's
Todd Rundgren.
There's something wrong here, and there can be no denying.
Okay.
Remember that?
I do.
All right. Happy birthday, Liza Minnelli. I did not know. I thought, you know, I always got.
John asked me this morning, is she still alive? She is, right?
She is. Yep.
Yeah.
I've always gotten her mixed up with Carrie Fisher.
There's a similarity there.
For some reason, her and Carrie Fisher have always gotten mixed up.
So
I saw, by the way, I saw, and I really liked it at the Widener, Cabaret.
Oh, yeah. That's a great, great
That's
play.
A great yeah. one.
And that's what kind of, I don't know what made her famous, that her mom was Judy Garland. You know, did that make her famous, or the fact that Cabaret, but you know what, when I see her name, you know what I think of? Arthur.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I bet I watched that movie, like you, I watched that movie a lot. I thought that was really, really funny.
And that had like a number one hit from it. Remember the theme to Arthur?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But when I saw it was her birthday, I was looking at that yesterday. I was like, oh, Arthur. And there's a lot, you know, she's got a lot deeper resume than
Tom,
that.
Todd, did you watch, and I'm saying this correctly, people, so I'm not, did you watch Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember when they did the community theater of Cabaret? You remember that?
I guess you did.
Yeah. Oh, it was phenomenal. It was great. You didn't see that show?
No, I didn't. No.
There were segments in that show that are as funny as any TV show I've ever seen.
So quirky. Right?
So quirky.
Oh, my gosh.
Maura is just awesome.
Yeah.
It's Eugene Levy and all those people from the old SCTV, the old Canadian Saturday Night Live. They're all in their probably 70s now, but they were so good. How about a little slice of, what was her name? The girl. What was the name? Remember she did that audition in front of her mom and that? And she did a little slice of Erica in that. Remember that?
Alexis?
Alexis!
Yeah.
Do you have that? Do you have that? Can you play a little bit of Alexis?
I'll look it up and see if I do.
Okay. All right. James Taylor's birthday today, awesome. 76. I was never a big James Taylor fan.
Oh, he had a lot of good music.
I know he did. And no, that guy, I'm not saying Bob, anything against him. I'm just, you know, certain people you like, certain you just...
A lot of hits, and yet his name is a lot more popular than that guy Todd was just talking about. You know what I mean?
Like,
He's got a great name.
No question.
Whoever did his branding is...
Yeah.
Okay.
Mitt Romney, 77. He doesn't do much anymore, huh?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you don't hear... I mean, he was, you know, running for president. You know, when I grew up, his dad was governor of Michigan. Mm-hmm. So the Romney name in Michigan was huge.
Oh, yeah, and Paul Ryan was his Wisconsin guy, was his running mate.
And then Frank Welker, I do not know Todd.
Me either.
You do. Let's see if this gets you anything here. Check this out. I got to press this button.
Okay, Scooby. Go in and take a look around. We'll keep watch out here. No, I'm not kidding.
Producer Scooby-Doo?
The voice of one of the characters?
Freddy.
No kidding.
And he also did Garfield.
Really?
And also Carl the Doorman on the old Rhoda show.
No
which is
kidding.
The same voice as Garfield.
Oh, my gosh. This is Carl the Doorman. Right. Yes, Carl.
Right.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be a great gig to just do voice work?
I would love that.
I would,
absolutely.
Too.
You know what? And they make a lot of money.
I know. That would be my
those
perfect
people,
job
like
in the world.
Like in The Simpsons and some of those shows, Family Guy. Those people that just do the voiceovers, ton of money.
Yeah.
That's something to, That a lot you could do, just stay away from the lyrics.
You know, I got to be honest with you. My old partner, Nick. Mino and Nick.
Yeah.
He could make $1 million doing that.
I don't know why he hasn't. That guy's really talented.
He can do so many voices, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Mind-boggling. Mind-boggling.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's, you know.
I've never seen anybody more talented.
Well, Rich Little was here.
Well, yeah, but
times. But, to do that, but those, and they, often, they're doing more than one.
Oh, yeah.
In the series, you know what I mean? And, yeah, you can make, I was reading something about that. Like, I'm kidding you guys. It's a lot of money. Like, it's acting money.
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
I know.
I thought
know.
That was just B-roll stuff and waiting for their break to get
you
into
know, you want to know something I auditioned for one time? And this was local, okay? One of the, I don't know if it was HVS or one of the local, or maybe who Brenzel worked for, maybe. But anyway, they said, hey, they were looking at doing a, remember the, I want to say it was Budweiser, the thing with all the guys in New York, hey, how you doing? How you doing? Hey, how you doing? And everybody walks away, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
They were thinking about doing a Wisconsin version.
Oh, yeah. You would have.
And I auditioned for it.
I would have
hey,
put you
how
on
you
there.
Doing, Eric? How you doing? So I had to do that like about 25 times where you're walking about, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
And they're going to do a take out. And then I never heard anything
that sucks.
Of it
you
after
know,
that.
That may have worked because we
I
do
agree.
Drink a lot of beer here. And
really?
I'm surprised they didn't do that because that'd
be
funny too.
Me too.
We make the voice actors on The Simpsons $100,000 per episode.
Oh my God.
Per episode.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, honey, I'm going to go do 10 of these $1 million.
Yeah.
And you know, you wear whatever you want. You don't have to. It's just, I can't believe the stress is there. Probably is, but
I'm sure there is a little bit.
But just still that amazing. Acting is so much more. And anyway, that I just remember that. And I'm like, holy mackerel. That's serious money.
I mean, I'm still going to look into that.
I think.
I'm still going to look into that.
Weren't they going to do another? So you did that commercial for How You Doing? But then they were going to do a big thing on What's Up, too. Remember when?
What's Up?
Everybody.
Yes.
And they, I don't know if you sent that in, but that was another.
It's also Alfred Hitchcock Day. I love Alfred Hitchcock. Seems like a weird, weird guy.
Oh, he was. That's because he was.
In his, behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But, man, he did some good movies. Didn't he, though?
Oh, The Birds.
I still love The Birds.
The best.
I still love The Birds.
Yeah. That was an awesome movie. And if we have this.
Rear Window with Jimmy Stewart.
And I hope that we have this film festival and a lot of youth come to that. I hope they take them back to Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Just, black and white.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, that guy.
And you know what?
I have a connection.
You know what I don't think he gets credit enough for? Because I don't know what station it was on, but they have the Alfred Hitchcock Hour, where he had a weekly show or whatever.
Yeah.
He spotted talent because it is incredible how many people became big time actors
that were in his little.
That were just little. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's so many people that got their start from Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
I love his stuff. Love it. Can't beat it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
The Birds, though. Man, was that great, wasn't it?
I don't know how they did those special effects.
Right?
I know. Back crazy.
Back then?
Yeah. Well, I guess the lady did. Tippi Hedren did get attacked by one of the birds. They had a real one come into that phone booth with her and tore into her.
So that's why her acting was so good.
Yeah. And then how funny is it, though? So Tippi Hedren's daughter is Melanie Griffith.
Oh, yeah.
Griffith's daughter is Dakota Johnson, who, of course, is in 50 Shades.
Wow.
That whole thing. Talk about a lineage, huh?
Yeah.
We'll get started. Quick break. We'll come back. Master Sergeant Media King John Kramer will be joining us. Chris Olsen down the road. Sandra Rank. Todd Kowalczyk. Brandon Kennard. Stay with us. It will grow stronger
every day. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. We've got a full show today. This could be fantastic. Starting off with John Kramer, great friend of mine, Master Sergeant Media, veteran of Iraq, Afghanistan, Kosovo, the whole thing. And now you're doing... I don't want to say you changed careers, but you got a new career outside of the military and everything that you're really passionate about, and it seems like something you've just got a knack for. Talk about that, if you don't mind, John.
Yeah, so I went back to school, NWTC, for...
Jim teaches there, by the way.
I haven't ran into him yet.
You got to take business classes, but yes. That's a good school, though, right?
I mean, you get something out of
it. It's a great school.
And they really... Again, I want to hear what you have to say. They really focus on the student.
Sure.
And I think that's cool. And I'm glad that they worked with your schedule to get you to be what you are today, addition to what you were. But yeah, this is great. Tell us.
So I'm taking advantage of the Veterans Readiness and Education Program. So as a veteran, anyone who's 10% disabled and not dishonorably discharged can take advantage of this program. They pay for my school and I'm paid while I'm in school.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
almost like the GI Bill, the old GI Bill, isn't it? Sort of.
It's the same kind of thing, but it's another pot of money that veterans have the ability to take advantage of.
It's phenomenal.
Yep.
Right. I have a couple in my class, and I think that's a great, great program.
Yeah. It's awesome. And for someone like me who retired, I'm not going to just sit around doing nothing. It's crazy for me not to take advantage of that opportunity.
You got to tell more. Yell that out at the mountaintop, because so many of these guys, I don't think, realize what's out there.
Yeah,
I agree.
There's a lot of veterans that don't take advantage of these programs, and it's
a shame. Or John, sometimes they complain, and it's like, wait a minute, did you? And they don't know,
right?
And I think that's up to whomever. I don't know if it's Joe, but we've got to. I don't know if we start taking ads on TV, but we've got to get. There's some great programs out there, and we could do more, but there's some good ones right now.
Yep, and that's kind of why I wanted to come on here with you guys, too, is to push that out there, those folks, and take advantage of it.
And if nothing else, John, even if it doesn't lead to a career, for some of these guys, and women, I was trying to make sure of that, sometimes they need that something to look forward to, right? that structure, that challenge, those kind of things.
Well, something happens when you leave the military is you lose that purpose.
That's the word I was looking for.
You got to find that purpose again. And when I got into photography, it's really militaristic in the, there's the planning, the preparation, throwing on a rucksack with your camera, getting out in the woods, taking pictures. There's some real great similarities that fill a space in my life that was gone once I left the military.
And that's right here at NWTC. That's where Eon, yes, Horticulture, Lance, there's just, I don't know how many classes.
Oh, there's but huge number of programs to take advantage of.
And I thank you for saying that. I think they got it. And if they hear it from us, that might mean something, but hearing it from you means a lot. So
right.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. And I hope people take advantage of it because you're good students too. You're very disciplined.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not.
That's
like,
what I think. You guys can, right. But what you guys can bring to the table is something that was indoctrinated with you
right.
guys.
Right. So going to school at this age is so much easier back in,
that's what I mean,
back in the college days. And, you know, obviously I'm not studying rocket science or brain surgery. It's photography, but it's a lot easier going to school now.
I bet. And it's one of those things though, too. It's like, you know, the party days are over, the chasing women are over, all you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like now you can actually get serious about it because you've admitted you had some wild times in college, well, right?
My wife might be listening. I don't want
to. Okay. I want Gigi to know.
Don't tell Gigi.
But, Chad, the other thing I want is that you're not with just a bunch of 18-year-old immature. You know, there's people like you in there.
For sure.
There's second career people. There's women in there that want to learn something different. So, yeah, my classes, and I teach more in the evening, so there's a lot more adults. But there's people like you in there, which I love.
Yep. Yeah, I take classes during the day, and there's a lot of people my age and older and younger. And
it's great.
You know what I think's cool, too, is that you're doing something that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not like you're, no disrespect to accountants or something or bookkeeping, but, you know, that's just kind of like a grind where you sit and you do whatever. You're doing something creative and artistic and fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Like I said, it fills that space I lost leaving the military, of getting out in the woods and, you know, reconnecting with nature and stuff, and, you know, shooting.
Love it.
I want to hear about your career and what you're doing now, but I want to just, before we go to that, how did you get into that? Did you sit down with a counselor and did you do the assessment, or how did you know that this would check the boxes for you?
Well, this is something I've always wanted to do. I was in photography in high school, black and white in a dark room many, many years ago, and actually won some awards and had some stuff published.
Oh, wow.
So it's cool. So it's always been part of me.
I had a photography class in college. I always thought that was like magical when all of a sudden you're looking in this fluid and a picture appears.
Isn't that kind of cool?
When you first start doing it sounds so basic these days. But back then it's like, wow, I just created magic here.
Right.
It's a lot easier digitally now.
I can imagine.
So you can apply online for the program and then you'll be assigned a counselor and you meet with them and they talk you through the whole process. And my counselor has been phenomenal, get me through the whole process, and they can do some of that counseling, but I already had a direction I wanted to go. Yeah. So
I think there's some people that come out that they're missing something, that purpose we talked about, but they don't know exactly what it is. And to sit down with a counselor out at NWTC, knowing money's not going to be an issue, or it shouldn't be, right? If you're a veteran. I don't think people realize just the breadth of careers they have out there.
Oh, it's crazy.
I still want to do the welding.
Welding's great. You could be a counselor. Just talk to people because you guys come in a little nervous. Like, I don't want to go to, maybe you didn't have a great experience in college or high school, but they really make it nice. I'm a huge, huge fan of that institution.
The teachers have been great. The whole atmosphere out there is about helping people get through their program.
Right. So they put a curriculum together for you.
Yep.
Was it a 1 year, 2 year? Or would you?
So I'm going for a photography associate's degree. So it's 2 years, but I already have some stuff that was knocked out, you know, previous schools and stuff. So I'm pretty much just kind of focused on photography classes.
Great.
But in addition, what you can do at NWTC is add other programs on top of photography. So I'm going through some classes on social media, videography, and that kind of stuff too.
So when do you graduate?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Yeah. So when are you going to start looking for a job?
Well, breaking news.
Okay.
So I was just selected for an internship at the Press Times.
Fantastic.
We love them.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We had the owner on, or the CEO on one day.
Yeah. So a big thanks to them that'll start in the fall.
Fantastic.
So Mike Hallahan over there and Chris, the editors, they are going to let me help them out this fall.
That's awesome.
So
good.
More breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Someone you know. I also just got hired as a photographer with Ambrosia Studios.
Oh, no kidding.
With So I'm going to be helping those folks out with school and
those
sports.
Those folks are awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Good for you.
Yeah. That's
great. This is big time stuff.
Yeah. I shot with them on Saturday at a hockey tournament, and I met with them yesterday and got hired. Both of them will be part-time, and I'll still be going to school, so I'm going to get pretty busy pretty quick here.
You still going to be driving your sidecar motorcycle?
Yeah. I'll probably take it out today.
He's got the coolest motorcycle in town.
Really, the sidecar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
It is. It's olive green or olive drab.
No, I got a new one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's red.
Really? Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, okay.
The wife loves red, so I had to get a new one.
Nice. Hey. Makes sense. Make mama happy.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's cool, though. It's really cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Nice.
And I want to move on. I want to talk about the pictures that you're taking now, but one more thing with TC. It's amazing the money they stuck into that video area.
Yeah.
I mean, that's state of the art. I mean, you're learning the best. Right?
All the newest techniques. I mean, and that's for good or bad. That's the way
everything's going.
Yep.
I'm sure a lot of your teachers were doing the film and the solution too. You know what I mean? But I mean, that industry is really advanced. Others maybe haven't, and they've kept up and even ahead of the curve on some of that. Because I've been through there a number of times. That's great that you're taking advantage of it. I sure hope people who are listening say, you know what? I think I'm going to go out there and talk to a counselor. And that's really the first start. Call first and set up.
Some of those programs, though, it's like a long wait to get in, isn't it?
Well, I want to say about TC is they're pretty good about working on the student. Like even these business classes, I mean, you can take them online.
Yeah, there's multiple ways you can take all classes.
During the day?
Yep.
In the evening? I mean, I think
Isn't nursing kind of crazy these days to try to get in?
Well,
or no?
I'm not really in the medical side.
Well, find out about the welding thing for me.
Well, there's spots available. You
don't
qualify.
Do anything for me. What do you mean qualify?
You gotta qualify. You gotta know your math, John.
You do? Uh-huh. For welding?
We'll take a look at your transcripts.
Ooh, I think I got lost in the transcripts.
Arizona State.
Yeah.
Right, boy. You just stellar at Mojave or wherever you
were. Yeah. So, John, how are some of your buddies? I know you've done a lot to help veterans over the years.
Sure.
Just, you know, nothing official, just helping guys sometimes that maybe lose their way a little bit. We had BJ Ganim on yesterday.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. He's a Marine, lost his leg in Iraq.
Yeah.
And has been such a big advocate and helped with getting dogs for veterans and all kinds of different things. And not like even like the service dogs. Just and Jim was like agreeing with him 100% because Jim's got a dog he's just crazy about. And it's like that is such a big part of a person's life when you have sometimes you just need that little something.
Little something.
It's a companion that you still have your leadership qualities with your dog. Unlike your wife, you're used to that. You got leadership skills, and you're doing something that is rewarding to something that's living. I'm all over a good pet, and I just think that's a great program that BJ's working on. A lot of other stuff he's working on too, but yeah, I think that can really change someone or help someone's life.
Oh, yeah. So when I was recovering from cancer treatment, I didn't go with a dog. I got two cats.
That's right.
Yeah. So I needed something a little more chill than a hyper dog running around at the time. So those guys have been.
I think I saw a picture, too, on your Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're
like 1,000 of them. You and Milton.
I'm a crazy cat lady. So.
No, but you got to have something like that. Yeah.
Living. That's
you really do. Yep. That makes a big difference.
It does.
And you, like you said, I mean, I don't want to go back too deep into this, but as soon as you get out of the Army, stage 4 throat cancer, right?
Well, I was still in.
You were still in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I don't think there's any question it was because of the burning pits in Iraq.
Yeah, it was. VA says it was caused by something I was exposed to on one of my deployments.
And we both had a good friend, one of your best friends in the world, who died from it at a really young age. Healthy guy.
And really healthy guy.
Really healthy.
A lot more healthy than you and me.
A lot more. Well, not you, but me. Yeah. but for him, for this guy, to go from what he was to what happened in such a short time, mind-boggling.
Yeah.
How lethal that whatever that was you guys ingested.
So we had different stuff. He had sarcoma, which is a real aggressive cancer, and mine was a little bit different. So it was a lot of different cancers are popping up.
And that is the VA now does recognize that, right, John?
It's now a lot of things are presumptive.
Okay.
Yep.
And what should people do? Got some advice for people if they think maybe they've got some kind of a symptom from that?
Well, you got to catch everything early.
Right.
As you know, my wife just went through cancer treatment.
Right.
So we were real fortunate that we caught hers early. And obviously, there's still some medical things you're going to go through that are going to suck, but It's a lot better off than,
right.
than the alternatives.
So yep, no question.
We caught hers in time, and so she just had surgery. She won't require chemo or radiation, which is great.
Fantastic. Hey, by the way, you know what? Your son has a cool job.
My son has a great job.
This is something I would love to tell what he does.
So he's a site engineer for Great Lakes Dredge and Docks.
Yes.
So he goes around the country, and a lot of their jobs are Army Corps of Engineer jobs. Mm-hmm. So he works with the guys dredging canals and fixing beaches and stuff like that. So he's out on the boat, not on the water, just about every day. And yeah, really proud of him. He went to Michigan Tech. Just the opportunity to get to all the place that he gets to so young.
That's what I mean.
So he was in Galveston, Florida, Norfolk, Virginia.
Somewhere in New York or something.
Yeah, he's up in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So. High demand for people like him because want stuff dredged, you know? Municipalities, you know, that's awesome.
To be on the water all the time like that is so cool.
Yeah. That's a cool job.
He sent some amazing photos to me.
Oh my gosh. That's good stuff.
Very proud of him.
And doing great things. You know what I mean? Like
it's making a difference.
Well, you're making a huge difference in a community when you dredge it because we're all like, dredge this thing.
How do you like Michigan Tech?
Oh, he liked it. You know, he got into skiing and all that stuff up there. And it's beautiful up there.
It's unbelievable. Yep. You could be able to stick around for a few more minutes?
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah, cool. Okay. I'm going to open up your thing. Is that all right?
Yeah, go for it.
He wraps it really nice.
I know.
You never do stuff like this for me. You never have. You never will.
Drops it off in a plastic bag.
I know. Oh, wow. If I could find a bag.
I told him how much I love lighthouses.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Look at this picture he took and framed.
Oh, my God. You guys got to get that. Todd, can you get that on there?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's a great photo, Chuck.
What one? Where is that?
So that's in Sturgeon Bay.
That's Sturgeon Bay.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. What time was this?
That was right at sunrise.
Yep. Wow, beautiful stuff.
Really cold morning. I was freezing my butt off.
Check this out. Master Sergeant Media, John Kremer, back right after this. I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. James Taylor on his 76th birthday. Almost seems like he should be old. Seems like he's been around forever.
Well, isn't that nice?
Well, no, but I mean, it's like he must have started really young.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
I mean, I was early high school days when he started.
He had a full head of hair back then.
Yeah, he did.
But did he?
And was dating Carly Simon back then.
Yep.
The reason I think you think he's older, he wasn't like that last guy you played where it was like backup to a lot of bands or played with the Raspberries or whatever you said. James Taylor, didn't he come out with James Taylor?
Yeah,
I think so, right? He always solo?
Yeah,
so
I believe so.
That's why he's been around.
Yeah, and he always looked a little bit older. Right. Didn't he always kind of have that look, kind of lived a little bit rough?
Yeah.
Yes. But we got a full show today. Once again, John Kramer's here, Master Sergeant Media. Chris Olson from the NEW Community Shelter talked about the Jimmy Buffett event, which is going to be really fun. Inside the House with Sandra Rank, of course, is coming up, which is always fun. Todd Kowalczyk, head basketball coach at Toledo, former Green Bay head basketball coach, and Brandon Kennard from NBC 26 talked about all these crazy Packer moves.
Right.
Full bolt today.
That it is.
But John Kramer, we're here right now, and I just think this is great that you're doing this. How can people like subscribe or check out your stuff and things like that?
Sure. So if you just Google Master Sergeant Media, it'll get you to my webpage or my Facebook page or my Smug Mug account. So Smug Mug is a platform for selling photos digitally and printed.
Okay.
So all my images there, I have a number of catalogs. I'm adding more images every day. Different edits on different lighthouses and stuff, wildlife and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So you can go on there and you can select a picture, how you want it printed. You can get a coffee mug with a lighthouse on it if you want.
Awesome. You know, like we've talked to Todd and I, both are huge lighthouse people for some reason. I would give anything to stay in an old lighthouse like during a big storm type thing. And you've done it.
Yeah, we just stayed in February at the Raleigh Point Lighthouse by Two Rivers. So as I was talking to you guys about...
right by the Coast Guard station.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Coast Guard still owns those lighthouses, but they're rented out to service members and veterans.
Wow.
So they fill up pretty quick. But I stayed at both of them, and they're just both really
cool.
Can you
go right up to where the light was, or where the light is?
No. It's
okay.
The one in, by Two Rivers is a separate tower, but it's
okay.
Out there, there's three units you can rent, and wow. Got a huge state park right there, and beautiful oh, yeah. beach.
Isn't the Shoto unbelievable?
Yeah, you sometimes forget how nice the beach is.
I know. We've said that. People don't realize what a phenomenal beach they have in Two Rivers, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Those are California beaches. That's yeah,
absolutely.
Beautiful. It's just those are. I don't think people like Johnny and I talk about that. You know, those are good beaches. Like those are fun. A lot of sand.
Oh, beautiful
and,
sand.
And, right. Yeah. And deep. Right.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You got yep. a lot of room. It's not like you're just walking along the shore. There's rocks. I mean,
great hiking trails yeah. around there. It's
Point
phenomenal
Beach as well. That's what you're talking about. You know, down a little bit further.
Yep.
And those are both great, great beaches in Green Bay.
My wife wants to, you know, take a vacation in Mexico. I'm like, why do you want to go to Mexico? It's right here.
It's right here. Right. Absolutely. Right. You know, one of the things, though, too, we were talking about, there's that one out there in Lake Superior, and I cannot think of the name of it, but that would be such a cool one where they talk about the Coast Guard guys. I think they'd stay on there for 2 months or something, and by the time they pulled them out of there, they were almost like,
Yeah.
You know, because it's all you see is water. Nothing right. else but water and seagulls
yeah.
for a
was
couple of months.
Standard Rock?
Yes. Standard Rock. How many miles out is it, Todd?
I'm not sure. Let me see if I can find that out.
And when you get those storms in Lake Superior that are unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And they said when they first go there to open it up in the spring, that the ice, you know, from the waves all winter is like 8 feet thick, and they got to just chip it all away just to even get inside. I mean, it is like right in the middle of Lake Superior. So Todd, we gotta go to that one.
I think the thing about lighthouses is that was a hard life, right?
Yeah.
They were so committed to their job, and there was a lot of tragedy
yeah.
with ships going down and
absolutely.
Also in their own families because it was such a rugged.
Well, what happens if you get your appendix bursts and you're out?
You're done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, crazy. I love it.
2 months on that? No. Come back. You know, you'd be like, when they come back, they'd be like the Pope. You know, they get off the plane, gets off the plane, kisses the ground.
Yeah.
I would do that.
I think I'd have a few cocktails over 2 months. Well, how come the light isn't on? Where's so John, the damn lot of what?
John, this new, and like, it's really not a new career, but there's an advanced career in photography. You do wildlife as well?
Yeah. So I a lot of different genres, but wildlife, landscape, commercial. So if you have a small business that needs some photography for your whatever your needs
That's
are,
cool.
I can help out.
Awesome.
So I don't need to make a lot, so I'm not going to charge a lot. I can help out with social media and that, stuff like that.
Speaking of wildlife, did you come through for me with what I asked if you had an extra of?
What did you ask?
It was night vision.
Oh, night vision goggles. No, I don't have that.
No, jeez.
What?
It's always got to do something for himself. We get a doctor on here. Oh, I got this pain, and it's just, it's constant. But anyway, dude.
But what I want to do with them is I want to go out, because they're $260 to buy. But what they got a built-in camera. So I want to go to my brother's deer hunting camp
yeah.
and go out in the middle of the night and see wildlife coming around and
yeah.
be able to take cool nighttime pictures of it. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, no Army unit in the area is going to let me sign out.
They won't let you borrow them?
No, they, no.
Tell them it's for me.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Well, maybe we can put something together. Johnny's birthday is coming up. He's been, you know, mentioning that a lot on March 17th. So if we get 26 people, we each throw in $10. Maybe we can
yeah.
do it.
It's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea, but can we get 26 people? That's the challenge.
I'll start a GoFundMe.
All right, there you go.
John Minos.
Thank you very
night
much.
Night vision goggles.
But wouldn't that be fun to get, you know,
yes.
oh, yeah,
night
vision
animals
cool.
in their element?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I think
sure.
that'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
So that's what I want
to
do.
So you must get up awfully early to capture some of these photos.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get out there early, sunrise, stay late, sunset. No.
Well, that's what I mean. You live in Green Bay.
Yep.
Drive to Sturgeon Bay to get there by the time the sun comes
right.
up.
Yep, that's what I do.
That's the middle of the night drive.
Yeah.
But that's what you got to do.
Yep.
To get those shots.
And you're going to get a degree from TC in what will your degree be in?
In photography.
So it's freaking photography, yep. but you're going to have some other classes.
Yep.
It's just not photography. I think that's
right.
important that they, and that's something that the school has done much, much better, is it's a more broad education.
Yeah, like I mentioned, you can add on other training certificates and other technical diplomas
awesome.
On top of your degree.
What's the ultimate goal?
I don't know.
One step at a time. Huh?
Yeah. Make enough money to keep my wife off my back, and I can buy some more equipment.
That's not a little
that's
money.
That's pretty much every guy's dream, isn't it?
I was going to say. And it's not a little money. It's a lot of money to get her.
Well, the photography equipment these days, it's
right?
pretty pricey.
It really is.
It really is.
But there's nice stuff out there, though.
Yeah, there really is. Well, Josh
Kramer. What you doing, John?
This is great. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
And everything you've done for me, what you've done for other veterans, or for veterans, what you've done for the community is just phenomenal. And you're going to be as big a success in this as you are in everything else you've done. Hey, so this is awesome.
Yeah, I just want to say, John, you're a good example, too. I mean, we need people like you to come on the radio, talk about it, because some people just don't take that second step, and you've done that, and it's awesome.
So it's a choice. If you're a veteran, you can sit there and wallow in whatever you're dealing with, or you can make changes and make your life better.
Phenomenal. We're going to have all your contact info. We're going to keep pumping this.
Great, thank you. Cool.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Appreciate it.
All right, we come back. Chris Olsen talking about Jimmy Buffett's event coming up for the NEW Community Shelter. Back after this.
Closing his eyes as the doggies retire, he sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, as if maybe someone